News Hit.
Hi, it's Rob with Your News On Demand. Caught today for two teenagers accused of leading police on a car chase at Coomera overnight. Police deployed tyre spikes on Foxwell Road off-ramp after spotting a stolen Holden Captiva driving down the M1 around 7:30. The car kept going, with the driver allegedly attempting to ram police vehicles. Officers found the car dumped on Diamond Sands Drive at Upper Coomera a short time later. They called in the dog squad, who led them to the two 18-year-olds. They've been charged with a string of offences. Detectives have seized half a kilogram of meth, guns and cash after allegedly discovering a drug lab at Helensvale. They raided a La Trobe Avenue address, calling in specialist officers from the illicit laboratory investigation team to help examine the chemicals and lab equipment they found. Three men were arrested at the scene, two were later released without charge. The third will be appearing in court today on 12 offences. The Gold Coast mayor says he and his wife Ruth are both deeply upset after their rescue dog attacked another pooch. Tom Tate's released a statement saying JD got out of their home through an open door before getting into a fight with a small dog being walked by its owner a couple of streets away. The incident has since been reported to Council Animal Management and has taken statements to make sure JD is properly secured in her yard. The mayor says they've treated this as they would any other dog attack. It's not just overseas tourists who love the Gold Coast. The latest statistics show 12 million Australians visited the coast in the year to March, with a record 4 million staying at least one night. All up, domestic visitors spent $4.4 billion in our city and stayed a total of 15.8 million nights. More smoke around the Gold Coast today, this time on the southern end. The city of Gold Coast is doing a hazard reduction burn on Tugun Hill Conservation Area for the next couple of days. And a new way to stay active on the Tweed Coast, Council is installing a bunch of new outdoor fitness equipment. The $300,000 worth of facilities will be installed from November this year. In sport, the Gold Coast Suns are travelling to Melbourne this week for their AFL clash against Carlton. Suns captain Jared Witts has told Suns TV his team knows they owe it to their fans and themselves to turn their form slump around.
We've got so much pride in our club. I know everyone here is working really hard Monday to Friday to make it turn, and we believe in the process that we're doing. Obviously, it hasn't come up in the last 2 weeks, but essentially we can't really listen to outside external noise. We've just got to focus on what we're doing and trust the processes that we've put in place at the start of the year to get our culture back on track.
And for more news on demand, download the app via your smart speaker or at cfm.com.au.